to you about honored substance. Honored substance perfects God's welfare system. Honored substance. This is a word that God brought to me about maybe a little over, I don't even know if it was a week ago. It feels like it's been a while. But boy, it's a key. It's a piece of the puzzle in giving, and it's truly powerful. I can't believe all these years, I feel like I've missed it. And Prophetess had to straighten me out on that. She said, no, things got hard in life sometimes, but you didn't always miss this. But things get hard, and you then start to take ownership to what you have left over after you give. And when I would give my tithe, I would give my first fruit and worship God. And then the substance, which means basically what's left over, the lump, if you will, that became mine. And I did with it as I pleased or as I needed. But God was not being honored in a major place in my life. This is me now. I would give offerings, and I'm a giver. I sure am. But it was like I was always controlling the substance. I was always in control of it. And so the Lord really woke me up last week to this. And boy, did I ever break free in a whole new way.
Amen.
Where I was able to really bequeath everything back over to him. All of my substance. I wake up now. I've been waking up throughout this week. And this is on me every day. And I ask him, I say, is there anything I have that you want? Is there anything in my account that you require? And I feel so good because this is a place where I stopped honoring him. Mm-hmm. The book of Proverbs, remember, the word peace means welfare. And welfare is God's system of finance, really, of living well. It's God's system of how we should live. So God wants to place us, which we learned a while ago. God wants us all on his welfare. We all qualify for his welfare. When we honor him, when we give back what belongs to God, he wants to reveal his welfare. And so now Proverbs 3:9, this is an area where I got woken up. Honor the Lord with thy substance. I just would read that and automatically dive into the next part. Mm-hmm. And with the first fruits of all of thine increase. All right. So now my honor has been stuck in the area of first fruits and tithes. I would skip the word substance because I thought first fruits was more weighty than my substance. Now this was me. Now if this applies to you, you'll find out by the end of this message. But honor is also with substance, my substance, your substance. Now, the word honor means kabod. It's kabod in the Hebrew. And what kabod means, or it means to be heavier or more weighty. All right. The word substance means wealth and strength. So now, what I would have left over after giving to the Lord, that would somehow, in a way, become my strength. It would become what I live by day to day. And man, I thought I was striving to really be with God. I do strive. I can't take that away. I do strive to really be with God and I want to be on point with him in every way. But this area of my substance, as prophets revealed, I became calloused in a sense. Again, he could get an offering out of me and give me the gift to somebody, as he said, but I didn't really feel a connection with him in my substance, in what was left over. And oftentimes when there was abundance there, when abundance would rise, it would then become confidence. I would then have a sense of confidence based around what I have in the bank. If anybody's hearing me, just say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so now I was not honoring him. He wasn't weighty in my substance. Mm. My substance was my substance. Mm. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't his anymore. Not to the point where I was freely, and I freely in every way would be able to give over every day unto him. Mm-hmm. Days would go by without me asking God about it. Yeah. What does he require anything from me? He would have to look at this here. True honor, listen to this. This is what the Lord told me. True honor is not God coming to me to ask me for an offering to give to someone. True honor is me going to God and asking God, is there something that I can do for you?
Jesus.
That's true honor. True honor is not God tapping you on the shoulder. No, honoring God is weighty. He becomes heavier than my needs. He becomes heavier than what I think I have, my security. He becomes heavier. So I go to God because he's heavy on me. Lord, is there something I can do today from my substance? Is there something that you need from me, from my, that's honoring the Lord, where he's heavier, not when he comes chasing me down. Now we can have a dialogue. Now, because I go to him, he can come to me and say, Todd, do this. It's a different exchange now.
Yes, amen.
It becomes different. Because now he knows he doesn't have to really tap me on my shoulder. Or sometimes we do the double take and say, what? Was that you? Really? Mm-hmm. You want me to do what?
Mm-hmm.
No. When he's heavy on you, there's an open dialogue. There's freedom in giving with your substance.
Helplessly.
You see, I'm never going to let money, become weightier than my honor to God.
My God.
I feel
hallelujah,
so free.
Jesus.
I am free. Free indeed, praise God. Because all of my substance is his again.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
His word was like a hammer and broke these rocks that were so hard in me. Broke it into pieces. When I just saw honor the Lord with thy, I said, wait, with thy substance.
Hallelujah.
That thing woke up in me because God has been dealing with us about honoring him with first fruits and tithes. But now he's positioned us to honor with our substance. And let me tell you something, child of God. Let me tell you something. When you honor God with your substance, you become just like the church in the book of Acts, who sold all their possessions. I never imagined that we could ever reach this. I'm being honest with you. It was my desire, but I could never fathom selling all my possessions. Well, I sold all my possessions when I read Proverbs 3:9.
Yes,
honor the Lord with thy substance. I sold all my possessions.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I'm blessed because I sold them. And I don't think that anything belongs to me anymore.
Amen.
It's the Lord's.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
I did what they did in Acts. And I've elevated to the dimension of oneness with God because I'm free of my substance.
Mm.
Now watch this. Hallelujah. Watch. I'll show you. So now, we may honor God with our tithes and first fruits, but there was a major piece of the puzzle that oftentimes has been missing. Our substance. What this means is when we have money in our accounts or what we may deem as abundance, we must continue to sow. We've got to continue to be open to God in that. And I know that sounds like 1 + 1 = 2. We all know this, but no, there's a real rhema behind this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to honor the Lord with our substance so that our substance never becomes our strength or confidence or ever becomes more weighty than God.
Mm-hmm.
This is how wealth, listen, the Lord said, this is how wealth always will be beneath him. It'll always be beneath God. And how our confidence will always remain in him and not money.
Amen.
God is trying to position us because he's about to outpour unto this ministry. I'm telling you what I know is true. Mm-hmm. There are the ingenuity of the Spirit is upon us. God is doing some great things and he's revealing some great things in us and for us. I'm trying to let you know something, and you're about to be fully positioned for great, great wealth.
Hallelujah.
A great outpouring of God's wealth is coming to you. If you are doing what you're hearing, there is a great outpouring of God's wealth that's on the way for you. All right. So if we continue and we continue to sow from this, from our place of substance, and we open ourselves up to honoring God in our substance, it becomes, I mean, as increase continues, our substance, or should it be said, our barns will be filled with plenty.
Amen.
And presses are going to continue to burst out with new wine. The substance, listen, and the first fruit and the tithe, all these go hand in hand. After you give your tithes, and this is why sometimes people become a bit mundane with tithing and first fruit giving. We become mundane. We become kind of like lethargic in it, because the substance was never, we weren't really honoring God with that. And so we would become a little lethargic. It would become a little repetitive in tithing and first fruit. The substance, listen, the substance is the key to all increase.
Amen.
When I give my substance creates increase, which then allows me to give first fruit. Listen to what it says. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. That's a mystery in there. My substance creates first fruits and tithes.
Amen.
Because when I honor the Lord with my substance, it causes increase. So therefore, in the increase, I give first fruits and I give a tithe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless but the you. Key is, don't hoard over your substance.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mind that every day God should be, you should be moving toward him about what you can give.
Amen.
Where can you give it? Do you need anything? See, substance, we note when we looked at Hezekiah's reformation, we note substance as what is left over. That's what they told the king. They said, the king came in, he said, what is all this here? These heaps. He said, this is what the people have brought. This is what we have eaten, the priesthood. We have eaten. God has blessed his people. And he said to him, he said, king, and this is what's left over. See, what you have left over after your first fruit and tithe, that substance. Now, that substance there is going to create greater increase as you open up to give and honor God with it. You open, yeah. Now a window opens for greater, greater supernatural increase when you no longer are the owner of your substance. All right? So now watch this here. So when we start to our barns get filled with plenty, which we'll see the result in a second. The presses burst out. The substance and the first fruit go hand in hand, and the tithe. We can't allow our substance to mount up without continuously honoring God with it. For when it begins to sit idle, it becomes a sense. That's when it becomes confidence.
Mm.
As you're just watching it sit in your bank,
mm-hmm.
you start to build this room of confidence because
Amen,
you have
God.
Some leeway, or you have extra. Mm. No. That becomes your God. I'm telling you right now, that's idol worship. I'm telling you, that's not how it's supposed to be. So when you continue to honor him, I wake up every day saying, what do you want?
Jesus.
If I got $7 in my account, I'll still wake up and say, what is it you need? Is there anything? I remember the other day I had given the first fruit and the tithe, and I didn't want to be robotic with it. So it's not about, listen to me. Hear this quickly. When you give your first fruit and tithe from your increase, God will not always tag you give from a free will offering on top. Now that's robotic. That's not true worship. I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you give a first fruit, a tithe, and then you want to give a free will offering from your substance, you can open yourself up to do that, but then you still will become robotic in that, because you'll give a first fruit, a tithe, and a free will. And you'll keep doing that. But then you'll start to think what's left is yours because you gave God a first fruit of tithe. No, honoring him with your substance is opening up every day or all throughout the day where God can use you to sow somewhere and give to somebody all day, every day. That's true honor.
Yes, God.
God doesn't become waiting on Sunday service to give a first fruit tithe and a free will. Then all the rest of the week, you're free. No, no. Honoring him is God is weighty on you. He's heavy on you every single day, every moment, in fact. You're open to give to God. Your mailman might come knocking on your door, and all of a sudden, the Lord says, bless him with 20. You got to be open everywhere with your substance.
Mm-hmm.
Never let your substance ever become weightier than our God. You know how the Bible says, pray without ceasing.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll tell you one, give without ceasing. Give as the Lord, be open with it. I told you guys this many times I've been preaching. I'm preaching because I was so in a flow with God. And I'd be taking off ties or a watch that I had on my wrist or whatever, taking money out of my pocket while I'm preaching. I'm still hearing God, and I'm just giving as I'm preaching. That's the place I used to be, and glory be to God, that's the place I'm coming back into. Hallelujah, where all my substance is his. The result is Proverbs 3:10. So shall thy barns. Now I know why my barns will be filled with plenty. Why? Because God can trust me to worship and honor him with my substance.
Yes.
He can trust me now. So now my barns get filled with plenty. I'm going to tell you this, guys. Now listen to me here. Listen here. Tithe and first fruit have their claimed order in things. They have their claimed order. I believe the first fruit causes rhema. I believe it. I believe the first fruit offering causes the presses to burst out with new wine. I believe the tithe creates a covenant with God, God with man. I believe there is a connection in the worship with our tithing. Because it was the 10th day of the first month that the tops of the mountains were seen in Ararat. When God flooded the earth, all right? I believe it was the 10th month or the first day of the 10th month, but the number 10 meant God with man. God was revealing in being the 10th month that God was with man again. And then the acclaimed order of tithe begins to flow after that. So mm-hmm. I believe there's a covenant there, and I believe that the first fruit causes new wine to burst out, which is rhema. I'm telling you the truth now. The reason why rhema is so heavy in this house is because this house honors God.
Hallelujah.
And so now I believe the substance causes the barns to be filled with plenty. That creates a first fruit and creates a tithe. But the substance, that leftover money that we open up to God with, causes plenty to come. All right, watch this. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32, watch this now. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Now, I never imagined that we would reach this, but boy, I done reached it. I'm here, praise God. The word possessed, the things which he possessed, the word possessed means substance. So they took all of their substance and they took on a mindset that it was no longer theirs. It was no longer theirs, all right? Mm-hmm. So in Acts 4:32, they took on this mindset, okay, that nothing was theirs and they sold it. Well, when you start to come into agreement with God's word about honoring him with your substance, you sell, essentially, you've sold all that you have. Everything belongs to him now.
Amen.
Now, watch this. Now, guys, watch this. When we do that, we then will come into the greatest level of oneness that the church can reach, just like they did. We will have all things. Watch this. When everybody releases their substance to God, and you'll know when you do, because you can feel it when you don't. When everybody releases their substance back over to him, we will have all things common.
Amen.
No one, watch this now, no one will be wealthier than any of them. And we'll all be on the same level. Why? Because it all belongs to him and we've released it.
Yes, God.
Yes. Now we enter in as the body, and now we are in the perfect place of elevated peace. Now every joint can supply. Every joint can supply. It would be like your blood contains all types of vitamins and minerals in your blood. It would be like vitamin D, let's say. Let's just use the vitamin D. Or iron, let's say our blood is enriched with iron. It would be like your joint, this is what it's like. Your joint is trying to supply everything, all right, each of the vitamins and minerals that are in your blood, but you're holding back, let's say, the iron that flows in your joint because you don't want to become one in giving. It's like you're saying, everything else can flow through me but my money. It's like you're holding back something from the body and you're keeping it in your joint that's supposed to be supplying the rest of the body. You'll give all the other minerals and vitamins, but you're keeping iron for yourself. How does that doesn't happen? Blood doesn't choose what it's going to flow, what's going to flow through it. Everything Amen. In it flows.
Amen. Amen.
Everything Amen. In it flows. Everything flows in the blood. So when you hold back your money, it's like you're saying, I'll do everything, but I'm not giving this supply. My substance is mine. I gave my tithe. I gave my first fruit. But the substance, oh, no. That's for me to do what I need to do or what I want. No. Honor the Lord with thy substance. All right? So now, they gave their substance. I never could imagine that we would reach this level of obedience. But when the Lord revealed honoring with our substance, it is the same exact level of oneness and agreement that they had. When you take on the mindset that after your tithe and first fruit, that the lump or the rest is still the Lord's, you have reached the level that they were on in Acts. Watch this. It says here, it says, if the first fruit be holy, then the lump is also holy. Watch
yes,
this now.
It is.
Watch this now. Watch this. God told me this. He put the spin on there for me. I didn't write this scripture down, but you could take notes. He said, if the first fruit be holy, then the lump also is holy. He said, and Todd, my name is holy. My name is holy. So it should sound like this. If the first fruit be the Lord's, then the lump also is the Lord's.
Amen.
Because he's holy. It belongs to him. He's the possessor of heaven and earth. The lump is his. It's not yours. Oh, I'm going to say that again. The lump is his. It is not yours. So honoring him with it already belongs to him. Don't ever let your substance, man, be something that you just like
Hallelujah.
To see and just look at. And gawk over, but let your substance become yes. the Lord's again.
Yes.
It's something that you look at for him, that you see it for him. Lord, what is it that you'd have me do from my substance? Only thing he's trying to do is not take it from you. He's trying to get you more of it.
Amen.
So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. All right. Here's the result over here in Acts when they got that mindset. Acts 4:33. Don't worry, we're going to get some new meat here in just a moment. Acts 4:33. And with great power, this is right after Acts 4:32, when they all decided to give their substance. 4:33 says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. We already know the end result. They all were out of debt.
Amen.
But now they're walking in great grace. This is the welfare system of God was revealed. They all released their substance, and God released his welfare. Great power and great grace. Glory be to God. What an exchange. They enter the full welfare system of God right after that, after they gave their substance. Great power and great grace was upon them all. Think about that. Matched Proverbs 3:9-10 perfectly. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And they all thought that what they had, that they possessed, not that it was their own. They all came into this mindset. And then great power, great grace was upon them all. It's about something about releasing that substance and stopping yourself, coming to grips with it. You can't do it on your own. You need the Lord to do it for you. And I hope the Rhema word is breaking your rocks in pieces.
Yes, God.
I pray that it is, because when you come into this liberty, hallelujah, it doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. Man, Paul said, it doesn't make a difference. I can abound with much or abound with little. I'm in the same state in much and in little. I don't lose my position. My contentment is with God. My contentment, I'm wealthy with God, whether I have a whole lot or a whole little. My state does not change. When you release your substance, I'm here to tell you, whether you have a lot or a little, the state does not change. It does not matter, because you found your wealthy place in God.
Bless God.
You're always abounding. You're always abounding. Jesus. But it still doesn't negate the truth of the fact that God wants to bring you into a wealthier place of substance. But if you're taking ownership of what you have, you probably peaked. You peaked because you've taken ownership. You give your tithe, your first fruit, you do your duty. And that's what that's the kind of worship it was. I do what he told me to do. I give my tenth and my first fruit. But no, my eyes are open now. Here's the key. Give my substance back to God. Now watch this here. We're going to look at Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Satan, too, reveals the benefits of honoring with our substance. Satan has a word for you out of his own mouth. And he's going to reveal the truth of you giving your substance. Watch this in Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God. Keep that word feared in your heart. He feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number. See, he's doing this with his substance, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. He honored the Lord. He was looking for peace with his children and his children to be in it. So he kept honoring God and honoring him over and over. He did this continually, rising up early in the morning. I didn't get the revelation of that And I had the revelation when the Lord gave me the word on substance, that when I rise, I'll ask him if there's anything I can do. And then I saw it there, that Job was doing it. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto, look at how the Lord set Satan up to reveal something to us. Something else, boy. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth, is that word, that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, I love this. Doth Job fear God for naught? Doth Job fear you for nothing? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Satan gives us a leg up here with his answer. He says, Job doesn't feed you for nothing. You've blessed him. You protect him. He sows and gives to you. Now, watch this. Because he has this relationship with God, that all of his substance, he gets up rising early, giving unto God to keep peace in his house, and he's honoring God. The word fear, he said, feareth. He said, does not Job feareth you for nothing? Fear God for nothing? Meaning, he says, the word fear means honor.
Yes.
Does he honor you for nothing, God? He sees the results in his honor, God. You put a hedge around him. You put a hedge around his house. And all that he has on every side. I can't get nowhere. God, man, let me tell you something. When we honor God with our substance, when we begin to honor God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We begin to honor God. Everything about us gets a hedge around it. Every decision we make now, my God, there's a hedge around the decisions. There's a blessing on every side. Everywhere we look, we're blessed. Our family gets a hedge around them because of our honor with God. Everything is protected. And then he says this, thou hast blessed the work of his hands. The word work means business or enterprise. Hear that, Evangelist Darrell. Business or enterprise is blessed. It also means and pursuit, which I thought was
hallelujah. Power.
Everything that we pursue is already blessed. The ideas that God gives us is already blessed because we honor God. We honor God because we honor God. So everything we're pursuing is already marked as blessed.
Jesus. Oh, God.
The ideas that God is pouring into us right now, hear me, everybody in this house. Every idea God has given you right now is already blessed.
Thank you, Lord God.
All of our business is blessed. Our enterprise is blessed. And then it says, watch this now. So now our business or pursuits are blessed. Then he says, comma, and his substance is increased in the land. The Lord told me, he said, I don't just supernaturally bless your business when you honor me with your substance. He said, I supernaturally bless you too. Your substance will increase by itself.
Hallelujah.
I will cause men to give. The land was giving unto Job. It was increasing unto Job, not by, no. The work of his hands were blessed. But then his substance increased as well. So now the work of your hands are blessed and they're supernatural. On top of that, So you're supernaturally blessed in your business and pursuits. And then you're blessed in your substance. It begins to add. It begins to multiply. Because you honor the Lord with your substance. Job woke up continually with burnt offerings, honoring God. It had nothing to do with his tenth. It had nothing to do with his first fruit. He woke up honoring God. Remember, those burnt offerings, when you're burning that offering like that, those are sacrifices of peace. When you honor God with your substance, you are keeping the peace with God. You're keeping peace with God. You're not putting any other God before you. You're keeping peace. You're staying in the elevated place of his peace when you honor the Lord with your substance. Nothing is coming between you and God. Nothing you possess is between you and God. Job offered offerings continuously. He did it because the Lord blessed him and his household. The Lord also protected his household. Here in verse 9, we can get some rhema out of the mouth of Satan himself. He said to Job, fear God for nothing. Thank you, Satan, for this. Thank you for the conversation you had with our father, for you to even say it in reveal. You know that when we honor God with our substance, what comes around us. You understood it, that you couldn't get to Job unless God let you get to Job. You understood it. You tried, Job, but you couldn't get through. You couldn't get through the hedge. Thank you, Satan, for this understanding. Yeah, I'm dead serious about that. Because Satan said, I've been trying. I can't get to him. Does he not honor you? He's got purpose in honoring you. Look at what you've done for him. Everything he's got is protected. Everything he touches is blessed.
Yes,
does he honor you for nothing, God? You know I can't get to him. You know I can't. Good God Almighty. We get a rhema out of the mouth of Satan himself. He said, does Job fear, which means honor. Does Job honor God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge of protection around him in his house and about all he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands. The word work means business or enterprise or pursuit. His substance is increased in the land. So the result of honoring with our substance is protection for you and your family. The wealth we receive, our business becomes supernaturally blessed, and anything we pursue is supernaturally blessed. This means streams of income become blessed. Also on top of that, we supernaturally increase outside of business. The devil recognized what God did for Job. Hear this now. He recognized it. He recognized what he did for his family and his substance. You see, when you honor the Lord with your substance, it's true faith. This is what the Lord told me. He said, it's true faith. Listen. It becomes true faith. But why? Why is it true faith? Because I'm not trying to live by that. I live by faith. I don't live by substance. I live by faith so I can give God my substance here. I have no problem. So now I'm tied into true faith, he said, and watch this, and my faith is tied with righteousness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Watch this now. Now righteousness is tied to equity. Equity in the spirit realm is right to ask and receive. So I'm living in the welfare system of God. I'm not living by my substance. Though, yeah, there's substance there, but that's not how I live. Because my substance is released unto God, so now I'm living by faith. The just shall live by faith. So now I'm no longer owner of it, so my whole life is based in faith.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And because my life, hallelujah, is based in faith, I'm now the righteousness of God by faith. Just like Job, beyond Job. Now I'm flowing in God's perfect welfare system. It's in full operation because I'm living by faith. Hallelujah. I'm living No. You may see my zeros and upon zeros in my account, but trust me, that's not how I live. I live by faith.
Yes, God.
No matter how much money I have, it's not how I live. Because all that I have is already His, and I honor Him with it.
Thank you,
Jesus. I live by faith. Don't look at my account. And I'll say this prophetically. Don't look at my account over the next year or two and tell me that's how I live. When you see my account, I'm still going to tell you I'm living by faith.
Yes, God.
And my faith has called me righteous.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's called me righteous. I'm blessed because of faith and yes. Righteousness, not because of substance. I live by the equity in the spirit realm, my right to ask and receive. It's God's perfect, perfect welfare system in full operation. This part is for Prophetess Manita, the acclaimed order of substance, first fruit, and tithe becomes a threefolded cord. The woman of God wrote about the acclaimed order of tithe and first fruits. God adds us a word, just one word today, substance. The acclaimed order of substance, first fruit, and tithe becomes a threefolded cord that is not quickly broken. In Ecclesiastes 4 and 12, and I'm closing, in Ecclesiastes 4 and 12, it says this, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The word threefold here means restoration in portions, strands, days, or years. This is where restoration sets in, hallelujah, with the threefolded cord of giving. That as I honor God with my substance, I've increased, then I give a first fruit, and by that I give a tithe. Now there's a threefolded cord in the realm of worship in with this mammon here. I got a threefolded cord. I'm finding my restoration in portions, strands, days, and years. It's all coming back to me just like Joel prophesied. He would restore the years that were taken, that the cankerworm, locust, palmerworm, and the caterpillar had eaten. He said, I will restore. This threefolded cord brings that restoration. And it will not be broken.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
I truly believe that once we worship and honor with all three, we will see God like never before. Hallelujah. Our oneness with Him and each other. Our oneness with Him and each other. Hear me now. And each other will never be broken again. It'll never be broken again. This is how we will get everything back that the devil has been stealing. This is how. Is restoration coming? It's coming in terms of time. It's coming in terms of time here. Hear me now. It's coming. What we've lost over the years, God is restoring.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
God is restoring. Yes, unto
hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
There is restoration coming. Hallelujah. When you can release your substance unto God, when you stop taking ownership over anything that you have, and you truly can open your heart up, if you can't do it, ask Him to do it for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God said there's an acclaimed order here. It's substance, first fruits, and tithes. It's creating a threefolded cord, a cord of restoration. It's a cord of absolute restoration. And as you see this restoration take place, it will not be broken. You'll put no other God before Him. So it doesn't matter what you have in the bank. elevate to the place of absolute peace and faith. Elevate to the realm where you say, you know what? It all belongs to him.
Yes, it does.
I remember, I think it was one, I can't remember which preacher it was. He said to, there was a person applying for a job. And I think Juanita Bynum said this too. She had mentioned, I heard two preachers say this. They said, listen, if you work for me, yes, you're on payroll. She said, but you better understand one thing, that God could tell me at any moment to give it all. And you will not get paid that week, but you will be recompensed. You'll be blessed because everything here belongs to him.
Mm.
So yes, I will hire you in this job, but you have to understand if God tells me to give it, you're going to have to wait until he blesses us again. And I remember her saying that, and there was another gentleman that had the same principle. And Elder Allison will tell you to this day, nobody can come across me when God says to do something. There's nothing else that matters other than what God says. Nothing else, man, nothing. And I love that in the ministry, and I have that same mentality in my own life again.
Thank you, Jesus.
That all of my substance, hallelujah, it's all his.
Jesus.
It's all his. So day to day, I get up and I say, is there anything? And he told me the other day after I had given a first fruit and tithe, I was telling you the story and I stopped. He said to me, I said, is there anything that you want? Is there anything from what I have left? He said, just leave me 13. He said, basically, he said, do what you need to do, but leave me 13. And that's the way our conversation went.
Mm.
Just leave me 13. I said, okay, Lord. It was just a small portion of the what was left over in the substances, like maybe $80 or something like that. And he said, just leave me 13. I said, okay. I sure will. I sure will.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hamanoros divabali.
Oh, God.
He said, this is why I've been teaching you all this time. To watch over your fields and your vineyards. He said, I wanted you to understand that all that giving was from your substance, but it never clicked then. It never poured out. He said, but I trained you in it. He said, now you're going to call your vineyards, I'm changing the name, Honored Seeds of Substance. That's the name of the vineyards now. These are Honored Seeds of Substance. All of those seeds that I've sown were seeds that came from my substance, but my mind was not there. I wasn't fully transformed into the knowledge that I have right now. But now that I am, he said, I will breathe on every honored seed of substance. He said, I'll breathe on them. Glory be to God. Now I'm completely trained. Now I have a complete understanding. And nothing is going to stop us. Because we're living by faith. In a place of elevated peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I'm done right there. Finished. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God.